Welcome back, everybody. This is Dueling Tangents. I'm Brian, that's Luke. You can join us on the phones anytime, 844-967-2789. If you've been down in the Capitol or plan to be there or hear anything that's going on down there, give us a call, 844-967-2789. Once again, Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM.
Yeah, and if you're standing in line at the Capitol or you can't necessarily hop on the phone for a phone call, give us a text at that same number, 844-967-2789.
We're going to get into some reaction to what happens prelude to this to the hearing, but I do want to get this little headline out there, and you brought this to my attention.
Yeah.
Madison, the city, is the subject of the fifth investigation into the election.
I believe it's fifth. It could be sixth because obviously we got something going on in Racine too that maybe we can dive in a little bit later.
Great. The
fifth sanctioned by the legislature.
Yeah, they're going to start another investigation based on the fact that the LAB, the Legislative Audit Bureau, found that Madison gave a hard time to the folks auditing the election.
Not even gave a hard time.
They just said you can't touch the ballots. You can see all of them.
Come on in. We'll give you copies, but we're not sending you the original copies. We're not sending you the original ballots.
We don't want any question of the chain of custody or anybody being able to handle them otherwise.
Yeah.
Here is a quote from the Legislative Council's memo. Application of the U.S. Department of Justice's guidance among clerks in Wisconsin is not uniform. This could be due to legal interpretation or practice. However, it could be due to the extent to which individual clerks believe they can safeguard records physically handled by a third party, which is what we were just talking about.
Right.
Assuming that the clerks who declined to allow LAB staff to physically handle election records acted in good faith and consistently apply this interpretation to all third parties, which reasonably they do, especially during a pandemic, it is arguably reasonable to permit only clerk staff to physically handle election records based on the Department of Justice. And Janet Bewley said in a statement Wednesday, the memo makes clear that Madison acted appropriately.
Yeah, and I think that's the important part there too. Senate Minority Leader Janet Bewley, State Senator Janet Bewley, was the one that requested this. This would not have come out had she and her office not requested this memo to come out from the legislature's legal department.
This is the legislative legal counsel.
Yes. So the legal department for the same body that on Monday got into a tizzy and said Madison's not doing this properly and we're going to launch another investigation into how Madison conducted their absentee ballot because they're still upset about a thing called Democracy in the Park. Literally, that's what this all
comes
down to.
Which also, as Rebecca Clayfish points out, is not technically illegal.
No, because the courts at the time, too, ruled that it was fine.
Yes.
It's a sticking point for whatever reason, and it's baffling to me, and it's almost to the level of comedy, but it's also just sad because now we're seeing reports also in the Cap Times that we're seeing election burnout in our clerks because normally this is a period that we've got presidential years and we've got gubernatorial years in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And so election officials normally try to take some downtime around this time in an off year, and they don't get that right now. This is when they're encouraged to take vacation because they have blackout dates for administering elections in 2020.
Wait, there's some sort of bureaucratic thing in administering elections?
Yeah.
You mean you have to get everything together to print ballots and stuff like that to make sure that everything works?
And in Wisconsin, it's like down to the municipal level too. Like we have one of the most spread out and diverse election systems.
Which also makes it really hard to hack.
And next to impossible to hack, but also it's just a lot of people that you go to the grocery store and that the same as the school board conversations that we were having last week. It's the same people that you know in your day-to-day life that are administering your elections. They're the people that you see going about your daily life are the ones that are administering these elections, mm-hmm. and they're experiencing burnout. And the Cap Times, Abigail Becker, was her last report, a great reporter from the Capital Times. She's moving on to new ventures. But it was her final piece that she submitted this week and shared the story of how election officials, not only in Madison, where we're seeing this state Senate audit, or not audit, but new investigation based off of the Legislative Audit Bureau's report, but individuals like in Fond du Lac County and other places around the state where there are Republican election officials that are still getting death threats and threats of violence because of people not being able to get over an election that occurred 11 months ago.
And the people investigating this have admitted they don't necessarily know how elections work, which is even worse, because especially if you're somebody who works for the elections. Oh, my goodness. I'm thinking about you, yeah. Stevie Three Blocks.
Yeah.
So that's fantastic.
That's where we're at. And so we also got testimony going on. If you or anyone listening is up at the Capitol, give us a call at 844-967-2789. We'd love to hear any of the testimony that's being shared with the Wisconsin State Senate in public hearing today on the fair maps legislation. Mm-hmm. And if you support these rigged maps that Republicans are advocating for with their proposal before the state Senate, give us a call as well. We'd love to talk to you.
And
about
we have a lot of trolls. We have a lot of conservative callers that call in and disagree with what we have to say. I've never had one of them call in and say, you know what? Gerrymandering is great. You know what? I like the way that these maps are drawn. It's totally fair. This is the best way to do things. I haven't heard that ever. I've heard things like F Joe Biden and, you know, all that type of mm-hmm. nonsense. I've heard that we're stupid and all that type of thing, but I haven't heard you're stupid and unfair maps are great.
Yeah, but I feel like it's got to be one of those instances. I mean, when your team, Brian, we're both big sports guys. When your team wins on a technicality or you kind of know it's a bad call, you're not usually the one celebrating that then. You're not going to go and advocate for it.
I don't feel like it's a great win. I don't like it. Yeah, right. People say it's a win, but I don't like it.
Right. So I have a feeling that's why we're not hearing too many callers call in supporting these maps on the Republican side, because they've been deemed illegal.
Yeah.
They're unconstitutional. They do not represent the people of Wisconsin, and it's really hard to back something as unpopular as Robin Voss and Devin LeMahieu's maps.
But they are standing up and going, this is the way it's supposed to be. We got unprecedented public input, and we're going to do it anyway, even though every single one of the testimonies that has been going on in there right now is saying, you guys are absolutely wrong, and the will of the people needs to be done, and if it isn't, what are we going to do? Hopefully Matt Rothschild can give us a little bit of information when we come back. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.